Welcome to With Heart and Wonder. This is a place for us to explore heart-centered living and to celebrate what it means to live with wonder, with awe and appreciation for the possibilities that are within us and around us. I'm Megan Johnston, and I am truly so honored and excited that you are here. Let's dive in and journey together. Welcome to episode 95 of With Heart and Wonder. Have you ever felt like there's something wrong with you or like you just aren't doing life right? I know that I have had this feeling probably more times than I can count. And our guest today, Cassandra Deanne, has had this feeling too. In this episode with Cassandra, we talk about using human design and gene keys to embrace your unique energy, gifts, and purpose. I'm going to tell you more about the episode in just a moment, but two things I wanted to tell you first. Number one, I have wanted to do a human design episode for a while, in part because when I discovered this system, it really spoke to me, and it's been such a potent and powerful tool in my own life for helping me to really embrace the parts of me that are more challenging, as well as to shine a light on the parts of me that are actually really special and unique about me. Now, I never could have predicted that our human design episode would be with the lovely Cassandra. I had the chance to be on Cassandra's podcast called Things I Talk About earlier this year, and I invited Cassandra to be on With Heart and Wonder. But what's really cool that you'll hear us talk about in this episode is the fact that Cassandra and I actually share some really interesting parts of our human design chart, which isn't impossible, but it's kind of rare. So I wanted to tell you about this just because it feels really special and really meant to be in its own way. Now, the second thing I wanted to tell you about has absolutely nothing to do with this particular episode. Well, at least not directly. And that is that on today, March 19th, 2024, the day of release for this episode, I am also announcing and releasing spots for this really special pilot new group program that I'm going to be running for the very first time in the month of April 2024. I wanted to tell you, if you are not a subscriber to the newsletter, you want to be so that you can get all of the details on this offering. Or if you're listening in the future and this event has long since passed, I still recommend getting on the newsletter because it is the place to be to find out about all of the opportunities and events. Sometimes I even share opportunities for free coaching spots. So be sure to get yourself signed up. I'll have the link to sign up in the show notes. And if you just so happen to be listening in March 2024 and are curious into like how to actually structure your days and your weeks in order to really harness your gifts and your energy, this could be a really, really fun opportunity for you. That's all I'll say for now, but it's going to be a really potent and powerful container. You can feel free to send me a message on Instagram as well. If you want more information, you'll find me at Megan L. Johnston. Okay. Back to today's episode. This is what you can expect. Cassandra shares her own story of coming home to herself after an upbringing of religious abuse and outsourcing her authority. Human design and gene keys helped her find her confidence and embrace her gifts. I really think you're going to love her approach, which is just so deeply rooted in compassion and gentleness and really empowering you in terms of the ways in which you can reflect on yourself and your gifts. Let's dive in. Cassandra, I am just so delighted to have you here today. I have been looking forward to our conversation. We're going to be diving into all things human design and gene keys and what these systems are and how we can use them as a way to find our way back to ourselves, to embrace our individuality, to really empower ourselves, especially during times of fear and doubt. Can you start us off just by telling us, like, what even is human design and gene keys in like the most practical way possible?
Absolutely. And Megan, thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to our conversation as well. And yes, oh goodness, human design and gene keys. So there, you know, there's so much to say. I mean, there's lots of books you can read on it, but I want to try to give it in the most simplistic, you know, terms possible. So let's start off with human design. So human design, we can look at this as sort of a gathering of different ancient modalities and sciences. It uses a lot of astrology and the Hindu chakra system, the Kabbalah tree of life, astrology. And it kind of takes these elements and pulls them all together and creates what is called your body graph. And I like to describe it as you can look at this as a blueprint of who you are. It helps us to kind of see where our role is in society, what we are contributing, and it allows us to self-reflect on our journey. And the best thing about human design, I feel, is it's a call to connect us back to the heart and to reflect on how we use our energy. It's so much of human design is about energy and our energetic exchanges with others. And we live in a society that often tells us that we have to work hard and, you know, that toxic masculine push towards achieving. And human design asks us to kind of step back and look at, are you doing things that are connected to your heart, that are heart-centered? Are they lighting you up? Are they inspiring you and provoking curiosity? And the things that do are the things that we're meant to pursue, not the things that feel like, oh, I have to master this because it's hard. And so often what happens is we overlook our gifts and natural abilities because a lot of times they come easier to us. They're like the path of least resistance, you know, and these are things we're meant to share. But, you know, because we live in the society we do, that sometimes we overlook those things or we say to ourselves, oh, yeah, I can do that. Everybody can. No. Everybody necessarily can't. That is your unique energy that you're here to share. So I love human design for these reasons of it offers affirmation and clarity and helps you to understand your relationships, your purpose, so many areas and topics. Gene keys I see as a more yin or a feminine esoteric expression of this information. Human design can feel very system-based, where gene keys invites us for more into more personal reflection, gentleness, and contemplation. So it was founded by Richard Rudd, who had worked with the founder of human design, which is Ra Ruhu. And he kind of split off into sharing with the world his own download, if you will, of this information. And a large part of this focuses on the I Ching, which is also a big part of human design. And in each of the gene keys, which can also be called gates in human design or hexagrams in the I Ching system, he invites us to look at things through a perspective of, you know, how we're expressing each energy. And this is based off of there being a shadow expression, which is the lowest frequency, a gift potential, which is a higher elevated frequency, or a city expression, which is the highest potential of elevated state, you know, enlightenment that you can express of that energy. And so each of these, you know, I Ching hexagrams that are, you know, gene keys and gates in human design all come from the I Ching, which it's basically just looking at different states of human evolution and consciousness as we go on our journey through life. And it's also very much involved into the I Ching yin and yang expression. Hopefully I'm doing some justice in that information. I feel like, that is the most simplistic definition I could provide I would just add one more note that the Gene Keys is where I feel that people experience transformation. You know, it's like human design, we become aware. Gene Keys is an excellent tool that can help us go on journeys to sort of transmute and transform the energy into its higher expression.
My goodness, what a rich description. And I know it's just like tip of the iceberg with these really like rich systems where there's so much information. And I know that if you're listening and you're trying to wrap your head around it, it'll come alive even more as we continue talking. But I know that I really appreciated that. And I've been familiar with human design for several years now. Gene Keys, I'm way newer with. But I love how you framed it as the yin and the yang. That really resonated with me. And I am still like learning how to use Gene Keys, but that really, really hit home for me. There was so much there that you shared, Cassandra. And I want to start with something you said when you were talking about human design, which is that oftentimes we overlook our own gifts and our own abilities. And I was telling you right before we hit record that I love your website and I love the very like opening line on your website, which is, do you know how awesome you are? Or do you find yourself lost in the comparison game? Do you feel the freedom to go after your big dreams? Or do you feel held back by limitation and doubt? Oh, I read that and it was just like all of the feels. Can we talk a bit about this? Let's start with your journey with human design and with Gene Keys. How have these tools allowed you to really see your own gifts, your own awesomeness, to move beyond the comparison, the fear, the doubt?
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good question. Without going into too much detail, my story is that I grew up in a very toxic environment. I identify it with being religiously abusive, which kind of steps outside the normal structure of religion. Because of this, I lived my life and I had no idea who I was. I had no sense of identity. I remember when we built our home, my husband and I, it was a reflection of his parents and my parents. There was no essence of me. I didn't even know what that was. I was raised to, groomed to sort of answer to everything and everyone around me. I lived a life where I felt like I was an inconvenience to those that were around me. And I was just someone to be tolerated. I felt like I was just falling apart all the time and I couldn't seem to pick the pieces back up. I was not surviving very well with life, and my upbringing did not give me the skills to learn how to be an adult. I don't know if you've ever watched I'm in the U.S. We have an insurance company, Geico, and they have these commercials that talk about, like, you know, make fun of children who don't have adulting skills or, you know, are just simply reflections of their parents and lacking otherwise of individuality. And that was me. And so I ended up having a spontaneous spiritual awakening. Considering my upbringing, I was not someone that was entertaining this idea of spiritual terms and concepts, you know, that I now am familiar with. And so it sort of was this overnight transformation for me. And in this, astrology had a lot to do. My awakening experience was on a solar eclipse, which brings transformation. And my curiosity to understand it sort of led me down that path. And through that path, I stumbled upon human design through an astrologer that I follow. And when I pulled up my chart for the first time, I was instantly in love. And I know that's, you know, if anybody's ever seen a human design chart, that's saying a lot because most people are overwhelmed. And by the time I got to my session that I booked with the reader, I had already dove into everything that we could have possibly covered in that reading time. And it just kind of went from there. I dove in headfirst into multiple different studies, books, and ultimately was certified. When I finished certification, one of my big loves when I was studying human design was the I Ching. When I was looking at the chart, I was like, okay, I know you, you know, you're talking about the energy type and you're talking about this and that, but what's this number after the decimal? What's this mean? And so my love for the I Ching brought me to Gene Keys. And that is where I received most of my personal transformation. But human design gave me permission to be. It was the first time that I felt like everything that was a shadow aspect, that was fear-based, that I was self-conscious about. For a simple example would be my energy type is a manifesting generator. That means that it is very much in alignment for me to pursue multiple different interests and to allow that process to unfold. And that sometime later in life, it kind of all comes together like pieces of a puzzle to make a bigger picture. And I had always felt like I wasn't doing life right. I felt like, you know, I would pursue something and then my interest would take me somewhere else. And, you know, my parents or friends would be like, oh, is that what you're doing? I thought you were doing this. And I always felt like they perceived me as flaky and irresponsible. And so finding out more about my personal self and energy through human design, it gave me that sense of identity and confidence. I was able to find, almost it was like an introduction to who I am, and it just felt like coming home.
Oh, so beautiful, and like so many feels as you shared your journey, and especially when you shared that you always felt like you weren't doing life right. I identify with that so much. I think so many people do. And just to share, this morning I printed out my charts and I was just rereading a little bit on the Gene Key. And I was reading in my chart just that I will be someone who does things differently. And it was like, oh, okay, because there has been a lot of fear and doubt and shame, especially lately, of like feeling that I'm outside of the mold and it's so interesting how that can happen. But like you said before, we all have these different gifts and natural abilities. And I'm excited to dive into this a little more with you in terms of how we can use our charts to move through fear and doubt. And I know that I've offered, we can use my chart as an example. So I'm curious, you've had a chance to pull my charts and take a look at them. Let's talk a little bit, whatever you feel called to share.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Absolutely. I love it. And you know, it's interesting. I'm not sure if this 100% relates, but I have to ask because I know our birthdays are very close.
They are. Yes. They're super close. Yeah. You're April 7th.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I noticed that your conscious, which would be your personality sun sign, it's 51. And I'm curious how familiar you are with that. Do you know?
With the 51?
Yeah.
Not super familiar. Yeah, not super familiar.
Okay. Well, I definitely feel like I'm feeling inclined to share that. I know that for those who study human design, it's a more challenging gate to explain. And when I say gate, like I talked earlier, this is coming from that I Ching. So this is the gate of shock. And this is actually the same as mine.
We have the same one?
Yes.
How fun.
Yes.
Which, like, for people listening, like, there's 64, correct?
Yes, exactly.
So yeah. So, like, the fact that we have the same one is like, kind of fun.
Yes, absolutely. And what, you know, and partly why I want to share it is I shared a little bit of my story with you. and this feeling like I didn't know who I was. I mean, I wanted to be a wallflower. Like, I would wear nothing but black, no jewelry, anything that remotely drew attention or I feared would draw attention to me. I avoided at all costs because I felt like I shared. There was no self-worth. So I didn't want people to see my failing attempts of being an individual in this world. I just wanted to sort of get by. What's interesting is about the 51 is this is 100% opposite of that energy. And the 51's energy says that you are someone that is meant to have a personality which is bold and courageous, and your mere presence is meant to shock people out of complacency, and you're kind of like the BS caller and bring awareness to what is out of balance. This is a lot about a very penetrating energy, an energy that kind of gets to the heart of the matter for evolution and moving forward. And in the Gene Keys, this expression, the highest expression, is awakening. So it's this vibrant energy that is meant to be a true speaker and bring this energy to the collective, which is very opposite from hiding. It's an initiating energy. And so this was a big journey for me, is coming into that energy and understanding that energy. Another part of it is that because it's all about sort of pushing towards evolution, that this is an energy that you may experience situations in your life that are shocking, whether it be, you know, I'm even hesitant to say negative because I feel everything is divinely guided and happens for a reason. But the more, let's say, challenging, sudden shifts that sort of cause us to pivot in life, and also positive surprises, opportunities where you might be presented with, you know, chances to do things that maybe someone could say, wow, I'm really surprised they got that opportunity. Maybe someone else felt more qualified or whatever it be. But it's this favorable energy that no matter how it comes, it's coming to make waves and make changes. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's interesting, and because I was sharing, right, that I was reading my paper this morning, and that I was seeing that this, you know, there's this line in this brief description of Gate 51, there is no one for you to follow and no example to look to for guidance. You'll have to find everything inside yourself. And like this description where it's talking about like really the carving your own way, which I think feels true in so many ways. And what you share feels true. And what also feels true is the desire to hide, which I feel like there's been different iterations of that. And I feel that I have been in that in my own way, in a different flavor,
yes,
you know, like over the last little while, of that desire to hide and the fear and the doubt around the doing things differently.
Mm-hmm.
With this knowledge, if I am working with this Gene Key, how is it that I can start to support myself and empower myself?
Yeah.
In moving through that, like, yeah, that, well, just moving through it all.
Yeah. Yeah. And absolutely. And I'm just like, a part of me inside is just like, oh my goodness, because literally the line you chose to read was that pivotal line for me, because that was on my journey that, you know, what, like, there's no one to follow, because sharing my story earlier, everybody else was my authority. So it's like hearing a line like that says everything you need is right inside of yourself. I mean, oh, you know, how wonderful that felt to me. So this was an energy that took some time. So to answer your question, you know, we all have different ways in which we go through this process. I think that one thing I love about these modalities, human design and gene keys, is they can provide us with a starting point, you know. Mm-hmm. And when we look at the 51, the shadow according to gene keys is agitation. But mm-hmm. when we look at human design, we can also look at this as just looking at the shadow being a wanting to hide, you know, not wanting to express, not seeing your authority as an initiator, and kind of fighting back and forth with this. For me, in my journey, I have a daily practice of meditation. I do like affirmations. It's not so much about finding a generic affirmation as it is from finding something that resonates personally that you can feel into. You know, I think we all have stumbled across people that say, oh, say this, you know, and we say it and it's like, you know, what am I doing? That's not going to work. You have to feel it coming from either your soul's essence of, yes, go there, you need that. And for me, it was, I started off by giving myself the permission to possibly be that person. And it's not about saying, you need to change this, you need to be this now. It's about the curiosity and gentle. That's why I love gene keys. You'll hear me use words like contemplation, gentleness, acceptance. You know, it's this gentle awareness that says, wow, could I be this initiator? Could I carry this powerful energy? And for me, what took to get there was I would meditate and say, I give myself permission to just be, because that was the first hurdle I had to get over. So I entertained the potential of holding this energy, but I knew to get there, I had to be able to heal, to come out of that process, a willingness to identify in that way. And for me, that meant giving myself permission to be. I was always caught up in being the good girl, the right person, and making others happy. I had to give myself permission to just start by allowing myself to be, and that's enough, that I can be here in my fullest, wherever I am in this moment, and I can dream about embodying this energy. And through that process, eventually I got there. And to this day, I absolutely can identify with this energy. And when I'm sharing and talking, and people, sometimes part of this energy is it's, you know, people will take to you or they are not going to take to you, because your presence will be triggering, because it's here to initiate. And so, you know, I've been able to embody this and know that I share things from love. And if people resonate towards it, then it's their timing, you know, and that connection is divinely guided. And if not, even if it's provoking and penetrating to them and their awareness, they're probably going to still be sitting with it. And that seed was dropped, and that was the intention. So that is some of the advice of how I would say, I think awareness of each expression of these energies, and whether that's through meditation, self-reflection, you know, reading it in the book of gene keys or, you know, human design. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like knowledge is power. It's a start.
I wonder, like, do you feel, if we take your own journey, for instance, like if you're working with a gene key and meditating, and you have your affirmations and your contemplation practices, and you do experience like a shift, is it possible that that same gene key will come up again with like a deeper layer?
That's a good question. Yeah. So I've definitely found that it's not generally a one and done with the stages of evolution. And that was a journey, you know, because it's once again, not beating ourselves up and having that gentleness to not say, oh, here you are again, you know, you're failing, you're, you know, getting into the fear, the self-doubt, the shaming yourself. You know, it's like when a toddler's learning to walk and they fall down, you don't sit there and be like, well, how stupid are you? You know, pick yourself back up. It doesn't work any better for us to treat ourselves that way. And so a big part of this for myself has been saying, oh, okay, I see you. I feel you. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand, but how wonderful that I have this tool and I'm learning and I'm growing. And each time it just gets a little easier.
Of course. Of course. I'm curious, Cassandra, if I'm thinking in the year ahead of moving and supporting myself through fear and doubt, specifically around like being seen, carving my own path, illuminating the places that are meant to like mend and heal next. Is there anything else in my chart that I might look to?
Yeah. So I love that 51 for you. I also love the 57, which tells you that part of getting there is trusting in your intuition. So embodying that, because we're talking again, when she said like overcoming, stepping into that expression, a possible energy that you can look into that could be challenging is that you have in your Gene Keys chart. So part of your Gene Keys chart for listeners, it's going to have a variety of different spheres with it. And these are all connected to different journeys. And so the ones that are in red or have red are connected to the Venus sequence. And so this is all about transformation in topics of relationship, or we can see this as how we see ourselves too versus the outside world. This is also considered like a wound map. So if you're looking to overcome, you know, areas of challenge, this is definitely a good place to look at any of those elements. One of them for you could be that I'm seeing that there's an aspect of you that really desires a sense of being free. And, you know, all the things we associate with, you know, freedom of expression, freedom, like I said, permission to be, in my example, you know, freedom to be your authentic self in the world. And this is notated through the, in your chart, the IQ, which is connected to a wounding that would take place in your teenage years, that is related around your mind, how you think, how you process things. And this can have an expression of, you know, fear of, you know, I can use the word victimization, but I hesitate to even say that. But you can look at it as limitations almost of what are the things that you tell yourself that make you feel like you don't have that permission to be fully liberated and free in your expression. Are you saying, who am I to be the one? Because this is intellect. You know, we know the mind can definitely be sneaky. A sneaky little thing. But, you know, it's who am I to talk about this, you could say. Or you might say, you know, I'm not going to be understood if I show up as my authentic expression in the world. People aren't going to understand me. You know, different things that maybe limit you in your perspective of how you feel fully expressed and free as your individual self in the world. And the tricks that the mind can kind of play with you. How does that feel? Does that feel like it resonates at all?
Mm-hmm. It does. And it's It's always interesting to me, like the things that pop into your mind as you're listening to this sort of thing. Yeah. And one of the things that I've been working through is definitely my relationship with self-expression. And one area that's super sticky is in the realm of writing, and there are some wounds there from my teenage years, and there it is this place where I've been trying to bring more love and to work through the hiding that's happening,
yeah,
and the resistance that's happening,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so yeah, there's definitely a lot of what you shared there that I feel like I'll be able to
yeah.
sit with.
Can I add to that? Hearing you say sure. that, especially as it relates to writing, you know, part of why I love these modalities is, you know, like I said, when we're looking at human design and gene keys, a big element of this is astrology. And, you know, mm-hmm. that's what this chart is connecting with. And so anytime we're talking about topics like writing or communication, we can look at Mercury. And so taking a quick glance at your chart, one thing that's interesting is one of the aspects that you have a gift ability to tap into that expression is you have your Mercury located on your personality side, which is your astrology at birth. So this would be your conscious side that you might feel you have easier access to. You have gate 27 and line 6. So what's neat about this is this tells me that you're someone that whatever form in which you choose to use that gift, it has the potential to be very supportive and holding and nurturing to those who need it. And because this is in line 6, it says that this is going to be a journey through life that, you know, each step is important, but ultimately this is the highest expression possible of this energy, which says that you can be viewed as a role model in these areas, and that these areas are providing that service of supporting, nurturing, holding, you know, mix that in with your 51 that's initiating and causing those changes in people's lives. And another thing that's neat is when we look at your design side, which is the more deeper underbelly of things, it can be connected more with the subconscious, that you have this in gate 54. And this energy is very expansive. The two most ambitious gates in human design is in gene keys is the 53 and the 54. And this is sort of this abundant energy that builds over time, and it's trusting and being in the right time in the right place. And this is also in the expression of 1, which says to me, I wouldn't be surprised that there is an element of gathering intellect and research in the work that you do decide that you want to share in the form of writing or communication, whatever it be. How does that feel?
It's so fascinating. And I mean, it is always so fascinating to me the way in which this system of like human design, and again, I'm newer to gene keys, but the way in which it can just like affirm things.
Yeah.
Like I have always been told by people, like when I used to be in university or that sort of thing, that I had a way of saying things, or I would think that I didn't know what I was talking about in a class, and people would say like, oh no, like that sounded incredible. And,
yeah,
you know, it's like these little things, or I know one of my biggest like areas that I find challenging is being an impatient person. And like that shows
Aries.
Up also in my chart. and so it is just, it's really interesting, like the ways in which it can like affirm and help us ground back into ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you talk about communication in your chart, also another note is that you have this 62. And this is an energy that says, you know, you said that, oh, yeah, that makes sense. They do resonate. You did well with that. This is an energy that's able to sort of communicate what would otherwise be very complex and bring it down into practical language that's easier to digest. It has a gift with being able to communicate in that fashion that can help, you know, terms to be understood or digested better.
So interesting. I wonder, just for a moment, we've been in the Gene Keys world. If we shift to human design for a moment, and I know you were saying this is a little bit more systems and strategies, and let's say if there was one or two things that I could lean on to create better like routines or structures or healthy habits,
yeah.
Like, does anything in terms of like the systems to actually bring this to life? In addition to the contemplation.
Yeah, yeah. It's so interesting because what I'm seeing in your chart, what I'm seeing the most, and I am not sure if this feels like comfortable to you or you feel like you're presently embodying this, but there are lots of energies here that are inviting you to sort of step into your power, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that is where I have been.
Yeah. So another thing that's interesting, I just want to bring up too, is in your chart, your identity center, you have both emphasis on the past, the present, and the future. Yeah. And that there, so, you know, it's all encompassing. But specifically, you have a gift for being able to share understandings of the past will be a big part of what you step into and share, you know, kind of like when you look and understand. This can be an energy that you can look at as someone that's a good listener, that's absorbing the stories of humanity and things and being able to pull that into wisdom to bring forth clarity and understanding. So past oriented, and this is specifically notated by your North Node, which is in astrology an area we're moving towards. And you have it both sides in your human design chart, which not everybody does. So it says to me that this is definitely an area of focus and interest. Also, we can always look at Pluto because Pluto is all about death, rebirth, and transformation. And Pluto's sign here again is in the same placement, and this is in the fullest expression of yang energy. It's the one, and this is just that freedom to be creative and move forward and want to introduce and bring new things into the world. But it also has this energy of understanding this gate can have in human design a little bit of a melancholy to it. Ups and downs, and learning to appreciate when you're at that down level and the lower level that helps fuel the flame to bring forth what's on the other side, and learning to allow and step into that. You can also look at where in your human design chart Mars is, because Mars is also an energy that we can look at that's maturing over time and coming into its highest expression. And for you, this is about revolution and getting people kind of like pumped up towards transformation and moving in more aligned expressions. And also a big one is in 26, gate 26 in your chart. And this is saying to me that whether you resonate with this or not, that you are a natural gifted salesperson. You have the ability to sell people on things.
I do not. That's so fascinating. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is funny because this is one in my own chart too. I have not resonated with and have spent a lot of time thinking about. And here's the key with it. is it's like we've all had experiences where we feel like we're getting that canned marketing experience. Mm. That's not what this is. This is this intuitive, guidance. It's like the person that goes to the restaurant and says, oh my gosh, like I just had this meal and blah, 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 and yada, yada, yada. And they're like, oh my gosh, I have to check it out. And they'll go check it out. It's that. Mm. It's that.
That be, like when I post like a book I'm reading and then everyone is like, oh, yeah,
there
gotta
you
read
go.
That book.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And what's neat about this energy, too, is it's like when you are aligned in this energy, you'll learn to appreciate and understand that while you might not know why all of a sudden you're talking about that book per se, or, you know, that place, you're doing it because that is what that person needs. And in doing so, it will connect them with something they want. This energy also has the ability to reach a variety of different people in different ways. So it's like how you, let's just, I hate to use the word sell something, but, you know, it's relatable. So you can look at it as how you sell something to one person is going to look totally different to how you sell something to someone else. And it's because you're tapping in and in tuned with their energy and picking up on how it needs to be presented for them to be able to receive it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, Cassandra, this is so fascinating. I'm going to have to listen to this back a few times and just like let it all soak in. Thank you for like sharing all of this. I know that there are so many ways that people can work with you and with your tools. I know you have a free resource on your website that people can download their own chart, as well as a guidebook you can get to kind of decode it. And I know there's readings and all sorts of things. Do you want to share anything about how people can find you or work with you?
Yeah, I mean, all of that you mentioned is great. And the only other thing I would add is if what I share resonates, you can listen to my podcast. I definitely share there as well information about my personal journey and human design and gene keys as well. My podcast is Things I Talk About, and my website is just my name, Cassandra Deann, DEANN.com.
And you even have like a monthly chance for people to drop in like office hours and ask questions, which is totally free. So yes, go check out Cassandra's website. We'll be sure to have that link in the show notes.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for being here.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here today for our episode with Cassandra. I really hope that it has sparked some curiosity inside of you for how you can bring more compassion and gentleness to appreciating your own unique gifts, as well as those areas of life that feel a little bit more challenging. Now, whether you're already familiar with your human design or whether this episode inspired you to head on over to Cassandra's website and pull your chart, I would absolutely love to know, is there something in your chart that really stood out for you? You can send me an email, hello@meganjohnston.com, or a DM on Instagram @MeganL.Johnston. I would so love to celebrate the uniqueness that is you. We'll be back with another episode soon. Until that time, don't forget to head on over and make sure you are subscribed to my newsletters. This is the place where you will get all the juicy details on this new offering for April 2024, as well as whatever is to come in the future. I'll make sure that that link to subscribe is in the show notes, or you can head on over to meganjohnston.com, and if you scroll down the page, there's a place where you can sign up for the newsletter. Until next time, keep living with heart and wonder.